Rainbow Dash Has a Crash by BadGuy400. Crash has a crash. Rainbow Dash is currently having some Wonderbolts training, and is just overall having a great time doing it. Flying around some hoops, doing some wing warm-ups, some body workouts, and maybe even a little break by playing just a little bit of hide and seek. The grown-ups version, or whatever you call Manhunt in Equestria. Unfortunately, they were on a tight schedule. So basically, they were all doing this in apparently 1 hour or less. And so, with that, all the Pegasi were tired. Even Rainbow Dash. But eventually, Rainbow Dash recovered quickly in less than a minute, and then began flying home from her Wonderbolts training. But before she could even arrive at her front doorstep, her stomach growled. Knowing what that means, Rainbow Dash thought to herself,
"Wow, I'm really hungry, huh? Maybe I'll go see what Pinkie Pie's up to. She'll probably know what to do."
With that, she flew down to Ponyville and started her journey to Sugarcube Corner. Pinkie Pie is currently juggling between taking orders for the customers and calming down the Cake Twins. Why? Well, it's because of the after-lunch rush. And because of it, the Cake Twins felt scared of all those strange ponies in their store and the loud noise. So with that, they did what any infant would do if in distress. They would cry about it. Pinkie Pie apparently at this point was just a total wreck. Mane is all frazzled. Some cakes back in the kitchen were either unfinished or slightly burned. And lastly, the twins were still crying and needing their diaper changed because they weren't potty trained yet. However, before Pinkie Pie could break down and start crying too just like the twins, Rainbow Dash pushed aside the crowd of ponies, which quieted them down for quite a while, and then asks Pinkie,
"Hey Pinkie, what you got there to eat? I'm starving!"
Pinkie Pie nervously chuckles and then says in a bit of a shaky voice,
"We have only sweets here, Rainbow. But if you want, I can get you something from the nut cart outside if that's okay with you."
Rainbow Dash blinked for a little bit and then says,
"Oh, okay then. Thanks."
With that, she swooped some cakes from behind the counters that were finished and on display, flew out of the shop in less than a second, and then came back to leave behind some bits as she left the store again, because she forgot to pay for them. With that, Pinkie Pie is exhausted and passes out onto the floor. Because of it, the crowd of ponies all groaned, and then sat down on the floor in defeat. After that, they all repulsed and covered their noses as the Cake Twins just made their diapers even more dirtier and bigger by taking a poop. That's all. Back at the home of Rainbow Dash, Rainbow's mouth was watering. She couldn't decide what to eat first. There were so many options to choose from. There's chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, cookies and cream, mint, a lot of flavors to choose from. And so, after a little bit of thinking and having a bit of a mental breakdown and crying because of the choices that she made with the cakes, he then eventually decides to just choose all of the cakes that she had, and she ate them all. If albeit a little too quickly, and not completely, I add. However, after eating all those cakes, Rainbow Dash then started feeling funny and then went to the bathroom for in case she needed to hurl. She didn't feel like hurling, but then she started to feel sleepy. With that, she yawned cutely for some reason and then decided to sleep it off in her own bedroom. Cuddling with a Daring Do plushie and then starting to snore while thinking about all the good times that she had when Tank was around. She would have cuddled him, but she can't. Reason is that Fluttershy is watching over him and that Rainbow needed to take a break while she goes to the Wonderbolts Academy and training over there. Rainbow Dash then woke up and began stretching. Seeing that it was afternoon, she decided to go take a shower and then go back to help Pinkie Pie to make up for the lost help. But before she could, she felt a wave of hyperactive, uncontained, overly exaggerated, pure sugary energy. And so, without further ado, she then shouted,
"Wow, mama, that feels good!"
and then started flying around in a circle while cheering.
Woohoo!
After that, she landed on the floor, still jittering and shaking, and then starts to say in a slightly higher volume than necessary,
"If this is what Pinkie Pie feels like, then I don't ever want it to end!"
Soon after that, she then went back to her unfinished cakes on the table, and then finished them all so she could retain that energy. After that, she drank a big glass of water, because she was thirsty, and then went outside of her home, looked down at Ponyville once more, and then flew down at supersonic speed to cause some mayhem. Rainbow Dash had a blast with the mess and chaos that she caused, and she just can't stop bouncing. However, like all good things, they must come to an end. And so with that, here's the result.
"Oh,"
Rainbow Dash said while swaying and holding her head with her hoof.
"I don't feel so well."
And with that, she collapsed on the ground and then started to fall asleep. With Pinkie Pie seeing Rainbow Dash asleep on the ground since she was out of the store to clear her mind of all the things that happened in there, and that she needed some fresh air from changing the twins' diapers, she dawed at the sight, picked her up, and then starts carrying her like if she was a toddler, into the Sugar Cube Corner bakery so Rainbow can sleep off her sugar crash in Pinkie Pie's bedroom. The end. Alright, this once again is Colin Thomas with your Pony Whale. We'll remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description. Every dollar helps as needed and very much appreciated. We have a merch store, we have one-time donation links, we have Patreons, we have all the things that you might need to support us. So, please consider it because we really need the money. But, okay, let's get into the meat of the story. This is one of those stories that I came across while, you know, I have this little bookmark where I have search terms like no sex, no violence, no gore, no fetish, no romance, no death, no sad, and that have a certain word count on FimFiction. And I clicked on it, and this was literally the first one that came up, and I was like, that's kind of random, but, you know. And I found it interesting because you don't see many stories that are written in the present tense. Most are written in the past tense. So there's a little bit of advice I want to give the author here, because you are mixing up your times sometimes. It's like, she is doing this and this, and then you're going to past tense saying she did this and this. Maybe if you fixed that, doing everything in present tense, it would flow a little bit better. But otherwise, I like it. It's just a little bit random slice of life, you know? And I kind of can see Rainbow crashing there. So, as a nurse, I must give a little bit of advice here. When Rainbow was feeling super hyper and had this sugar rush and all that, and was feeling thirsty, do you guys know why that is? Do you know why you get thirsty if you've eaten loads and loads of sweets? I can tell you. It's because your blood sugar is astronomically high. And if that happens, at some point you will basically have syrup in your veins. So your body is craving liquids to basically flush all that sugar out. Your kidney tolerance for blood sugar is at a max of 180. Everything higher than that, your kidneys will filter out. And for that, you need more and more liquids. And that is also why diabetics usually drink a lot, you know, and have to go to the toilet a lot. Just wanted to say this. So you've actually learned something here. But just saying, constantly having a high blood sugar is not good. You're setting yourself up not only for diabetes, but also for kidney failure and kidney stones. So don't do it, okay? Eat sweets responsibly. I know that's coming from a guy who eats a whole pack of Kinder Country while watching a movie, but I'm trying to cut down on that. I'm trying to lose weight. It's not that easy, but, I'm trying. Anyhow, this was Visual Pony, and I'm signing off. See you in the next one.